Well, the election is well and truly underway, and the impact of the media is already being felt. The Daily Telegraph's front headlines have been facing strong criticism in recent days. Monday's headline asked their readers to kick this mob out and vote out the government. Today's headline was a parody of the television show Hogan's Heroes, comparing the Prime Minister with the show's Nazi villain. Is one of Australia's most popular newspapers simply expressing their point of view? And should they be expressing a view at all? Jeremy Tomamak explores these ethical questions.
The Daily Telegraph's front pages have caused controversy this week with their front page criticisms of the government causing outrage on social media. To get the public's reaction, I went onto the streets of Adelaide to find out.
Taking the knife to people in a way that's actually really quite objectionable. It's pretty, bottom-raking political journalism, in my view.
So if they can use an image to capture attention but back it up with facts in their writing, I think it's okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit too full-on.
I don't think so. It's too easy to influence people and they're making the wrong decisions.
But what do experts think about the Telegraph's front pages? To get an expert's opinion, I spoke to Professor Mark Pearson from the School of Journalism and Social Media at Griffith University.
What is concerning here, I think, is just they really have depicted them in doing that as Nazis.
A lot of criticism has called this bad journalism, but is this type of journalism actually violating any journalistic ethics?
Well, on the one hand, it's a very good thing that this is transparent, that both of the headlines is really stating what the Telegraph stands for, and so no reader would be in two minds as to what the Telegraph's agenda was there. They want that federal Labor government out of office, right? So on the one hand, that's quite ethical. It's a good thing that we know that if there is an agenda being run, that they are open with the public. Supporting that is, I guess, the fact that newspapers as a dominant, concentrated medium are being challenged, they're under threat, and so it is not as great an influence on the public as it might have been previously. But that said, I find it puzzling in a commercial sense. The Daily Telegraph, like all newspapers, is struggling for circulation. And to be so one-sided in the coverage, one would think would be alienating many of their readers.
Do you think they have enough impact to sway the swinging voters?
Well, I'm not sure that they do, and I'm not sure the voter is, you know, as easily swayed. I don't think that kind of approach by the Telegraph is giving the voters the credit for the intelligence that they actually have. And people don't want their a political view shoved down their throat. You know, they don't want it forced upon them. And you know, Australians have been loath to have others press a political opinion upon each other, and that's really what the Telegraph is doing through those pages. So, like I said earlier, I think it's more likely to alienate people and turn some of the population away from their readership rather than convert new people to reading the Telegraph. Now, they may be willing to pay that price in circulation to get what they think is the political mileage from it. But you've got to remember that really it finishes up being about half of the population votes either way in the federal election. When you are openly going against half of those people so dramatically on your front page, one wonders what the fallout of that's going to be.
Professor of Journalism Mark Pearson ending that report by The Wire's Jeremy Tomamak. And the Daily Telegraph was contacted earlier and they declined to comment.